From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Secret Father is a psychological spy thriller set in Berlin during the Cold War. It's the work of novelist James Carroll, his return to fiction after almost 10 years of publishing nonfiction bestsellers. Alan Chews has a review.
James Carroll spent part of his adolescence in Germany, and that shows in the emotive details that surround the story of his new book, the beginning of the economic miracle in West Berlin, the devastation and paranoia of East Berlin, and in his careful depiction of the American high school students who set the plot in motion. These kids are the German-born Ulrich, known to his friends as Rick, whose mother is an East German and whose adoptive father is a general in U.S. military intelligence, and Rick's school pals, Kit, who has literary ambitions and is ostensibly his girlfriend, and Michael Montgomery, a polio victim who walks with leg braces and a cane. Michael's banker father begins the story, a bit shaken by having just witnessed a political assassination at an economic meeting in West Germany, and then shaken again when he learns that just before May Day in 1961, Michael and his friends have cut out from school and taken the military train to Berlin, where the East German May Day parade is about to begin. And then young Michael himself takes over the telling of the story, a story that cunningly evolves in such a way that it makes for a double wallop. It's both a spy thriller that brings the Cold War vividly to life and a family history, and it works quite well. Even if Carroll isn't the greatest prose stylist, he makes a sturdy and forward-driving narrative line. I have to confess that I set the book aside several times, frustrated a little with the clunky language, before finally picking it up again and riding it all the way to its powerful conclusion.
Our critic Alan Chews reviewing Secret Father by James Carroll.